Because we left off the previous shiur, just trying to understand Shabbos from Braisa. The Braisa tells us two halachas that seem to contradict one another. Just how important is it that the woman walk away at the end of this gerushin with a piece of paper? So the first part of the Braisa says it's very important. There is a gitach v'nir shali is no good. It's no good. It's a chisar. The ksiv is a ger chisar. The nesid a chisar. And the krisas, you can pilpul, you know. We can pilpul. We did pilpul for that whole for now. But the second half of the braisa that's more relevant for our sugya. Notwithstanding the first din, the braisa says, if you formulate amanasha tachziri liyasaniyar, so then migureshes. So the Gemara in Gittin later on asks the kasha, maishta reisha maishta seifa. At the end of the day, doesn't she have to return the paper? So doesn't she have to give up the paper? So whatever chisorin you thought there was, hey mitam moises pachzi avri, hey mitam nesina, hey mitam krisas, tachlis, at the end of the day, she walks out of Beis Din, saying that I'm divorced, where's the paper? I don't have the paper, I give the paper back to him, because that's what the Tanai said. So that can't be. So what shaykh to have such a split? Maishta reisha maishta seifa. So the Gemara went down an entire mahalach of saying that the reason ultimately why the get is chal the same case is because she doesn't really have to return the paper. Because the Tanai was not formulated properly. And because the Tanai was formulated incorrectly, therefore we apply the rule that the Tanai is batel, v'maisekayim, and the get is chal without necessitating her to return the paper. So Tachlis, she does walk out of Beis Din with the piece of paper, and she gets to keep the piece of paper, and the whole Tanai is batel v'vutel. So we spent a lot of time at the end of this year on Thursday just analyzing that hanocha. We didn't speak so much about why the Tanai is formulated incorrectly, but assuming that it missed 1, 2, 3, or maybe all 4 of Mishpat, or whatever they are, once the Tanai is formed incorrectly, so we gave the razzle-dazzle beer from Taizing Subastaf to involve as to why Tachlis, the chalos goes through. Why isn't it a chisorin of das? So the answer is, because it's not a chisorin of das. I mean, that was the Hector Marshall and the gas and the brakes and the whole 185th Street, you know, everything we spoke about on Thursday. But now we have to just fine-tune a little bit. So what was wrong exactly with the formulation of the Tanai? That sounds pretty good to me. What's the Lashon Gemara? Amanaz shetachziri liyasaniyar. I don't know. Sounds okay to me. What exactly is wrong with that lashon? Amanash lachzir liyasaniyar. So the Gemara had a whole slew of different possibilities. What's wrong? So first the Gemara chepped about that. What? Who remembers? In the second of Marmon Kermis, all the part that wasn't on the Marmon Kermis. So it's not a Tanai Kofel, and it's other potential chisronos. And finally, at one point, the Gemara throws out the following chisaron, that it's missing the condition of Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. That's the problem. The reason why the part of Mishpat Hatorah that we're focusing on is that it's missing that criteria of Tanai Kodem Lamaisa, and therefore the Tanai is Batel Mevutel, and therefore the Maisa is Kaim, therefore she has the paper, and there's no chisaron of whatever the chisaron of not having the paper is. So let's just fine tune for a minute. What does that mean exactly? What do the words mean? Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. So here there's a major machlekes Rishonim between the Rambam and probably just about everybody else, literally translation, right? Your art scroll, paper, the words, the Gemara, what does that phrase, Tanai Kodem Lamaisa, mean? So most of the Rishonim learned that Tanai Kodem Lamaisa speaks about the way you verbalize the Tanai. Just like the other, or many of the other Mishpatei HaTanaim, address what you said, how you said it exactly, how you formulated in terms of your presentation of the Tanai. So like a marshal. You need a Tanai Kofel, so you have to say this phrase, and you only said half the story. Or you have to the Hein Kodem Lav, so you goofed and you said the Lav before the Hein. So too, Tanai Kodem Lamaisa means that when you present the Tanai to the other person, you have to present the Tanai part first, and the Maisa part second. So what's the Tanai? The Tanai is, let's say in this case, is the Achzar Sanir. That's the Tanai. Almanas, you can return the paper to me. So that's the Tanai. Well, let's say you have a Kadosh Anisha, that the Kedusha Bichal, assuming that it rains tomorrow. So the, if it rains tomorrow is the Tanai, what's the Maisa? Sareza Harem Mugresh, Sareza Gitech, or Harem Mugudesh, Sareza Sareza Mechur Lecha, Sareza Nesun Lecha. The Maisa is the Chalois, and that may like not sound right in the world of Bris, but you understand what I mean. The Maisa is the Chalos, and the Tanai is what it's hinging upon in order for Chalos to take effect. So here, if you look very carefully at the statement, Hareza Gitech, Amanash Tachzir Liyasanir. So we're Venafichu. We're out of order. Because what happened? Hareza Gitech is what? There's the Gerushin, which is the Maisa. Abanash, the winning you said was Abanash to the Zanir, that's the Tanai. So you have a Maisa Kodim the Tanai. And if you open up Pashas Matos, you realize that's not what happened in Pashas Matos. There was a Tanai Kodim the Maisa. So that's the Chisor here. So according to Rov HaRishonim, if that's what the Gemara is picking up upon, then this is conceptually very, very similar to the other kinds of Mishpatei HaTanoim, which are all details in just how you spoke. You didn't say Tanai Kofu, you didn't say Heikon Lamaisa, you didn't say Heikon Lalav, you didn't say the Tanai Kofu Lamaisa, that's why we disqualify the Tanai. And now we just plug in the rest of the model of the formula of the Gemara. Once the Tanai wasn't formulated properly, the mail of the Tanai is Baltim, the mail of the Maisa is Kayim, the mail shall have to return the paper, and Shalom Yisrael, the Zochisaron of Haniyah Shali. That's the flaw of the Gemara according to most of the Rishonim.
That's your possible Harizik
Tech
Haniyah Shali.
Well, Haniyah Shali is not a Tanai. Harizik Tech is a statement of fact. So comes the Rambam and has a very, very different way of reading, not just this Gemara, but this general klal of Tanai Kam Lamaisa. So comes the Rambam in the fifth of the Ramakamas. The Rambam, in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, writes, Avalim omar lo rebbe kudesh li bedin hazeh v'nason hadina biyada. So he says, Rebbe kudesh, standing under the chuppah, and he says, Rebbe kudesh bedin hazeh, and he gives her the ring, gives her the dinar. So, if you would just stop the story right then and there, what words would you say at that point? I can think of two words possibly to say. At that point. Either mekudesh mekudesh, or mazel tov is not a bad choice. And then the game's over. Like he just said harayat, and he gave her a ring. So doesn't that end the story? And whatever happens afterwards, the beauty of the ksuba, the taking of the pictures, nothing else matters. He was just the kaddishar. The Rambam continues, no, the story didn't end yet. Behishlim ha-tanai. After the rings on her finger, then he starts telling you, Tanai, Vyabim, Tidni Lima, Sayim, Zuz, Tima Kudash. Wow, can you imagine? I would not want to be under that chuppah. I would not want to be there to see some very surprised faces under that chuppah. After he gives the ring, he says, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you that this Kedusha is contingent upon your supporting me for the next 40 years. That's what the Rambam just described. So the rings on her finger, and now he's getting a story, starting with the Tanaim. So the Rambam says, and he's a real London. He said, "Im loaded the Kodeshes." He got a Tanai Kofel in there. He's even got the Hinkam Lamaisa. So says the Ram, "Hare Tanai Bottle." You know what the Tanai is Bottle? Meshe Hiktim Hamaisa v'Nosan biyad v'Chaga Chisna. So that Tanai doesn't meet the standards of Tanai Begad Meiruven, and therefore that Tanai is dust in the wind, and therefore the condition is Chal. Ad Kan Divrei Rambam. This is the way the Rambam learned Taich and the phrase Tanai Karim Lamaisa. What does Tanai Karim Lamaisa mean? It doesn't mean you have to verbalize the Tanai before you verbalize the Maisa. What does Tanai Karim Lamaisa mean? Shoot the Kibashmo. You have to do the Tanai before you did the Maisa. If you did the Maisa condition, that's too late for Tanai. The couple's married for 35 years and all of a sudden, oh, by the way, I'm only Mekadosh you. They have grandchildren already. I'm only Mekadosh you. I'm a nasty. Give me 200 Zuz. So the Rambam says, it's over. And this phrase, the train left the station. It's over. The game's over. So the Rambam says, "Thus is the chisar of Tanai Kalamaisa." If everything is formulated before the kedusha is given, you want to say Tanai Kalamaisa. You want to say Maisa. Is it kings of late? As long as you get the other mishpatei HaTanoim, Tanai Kofel, Hinkam Lamaisa, that the Rambam concedes to. But this particular prop is a totally different, conceptually different kind of a problem. It's not a problem in the formulation of the wording, the verbalization of Tanai. It's a formulation of the sequence of events. That's the problem. And why is the Rambam so startling? What is so striking about the Rambam? What is so striking? So the case of Mishnah on the fifth in Rambam Kaimus. Close from the tour, what is so striking about the Rambam? It's the sixth line in the Kesef Mishnah. First one is low. Velo nehira. The milsa de pshita he im nasim be yada below tonight. She be kudeshes below tonight. Ad kam l'shoinai. What's the Torah's basic kasha against the Rambam? What do we need mishpat Torah for? It's like the Gemara wakes up and says, "Ooh, what's the din in this case? He gave her a ring, and then he makes it tonight. Ooh, let's discuss what the din is. Let's move forward. We'll sit down and be done. What the din is." So one rabbi says, "Ooh, let's open up Parshas Matas and say, ooh, state the Parshas Matas, Azoy, that the Tanai was made before they entered into Eretz Yisrael, before the Kenyan, before they were Zoychan Eva Yarden, before they made the Kenyan to be Zoychan on the east bank of the Yarden." So the Tanai was done before the Maisa. Zeman from Dor, the Ladayri Dayris, the Tanai has to be before the Maisa. And somebody else says, "I don't know. Is that really, is that irrelevant?" Remember, we said the model of Mishpat Torah, not everything is carries over. Is that an important part of the model? Irrelevant part of the model? I don't know. Is that similar to only a Tanai made in the desert of the east bank of the Jordan is a Tanai? Maybe the west bank is different. Is that a Tanai made by a man named Moshe Rabbeinu? Maybe if your name is David, maybe the Tanai Madonna. I don't know. Is that an important piece of information? So I can hear somebody arguing on that. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. And that's assuming that we remembered Parshas Matos. Most people don't know Parshas Matos exists. I'll tell you, what the problem with Parshas Matos is? Very, very simple. It has the bad mazel of being what? I feel like Toshim Azar Sarach mazel. There's certain Parshas don't have good mazel.
It's during
the
3 weeks.
Yeah, it's 3 weeks. It's in the summer. The school's over already. Camp. So whatever learning takes place in camp, you're probably just telling stories about Tisha B'Av and stuff. It doesn't bode well. It's not one of the most popular. If you ask your average kid, what's a Parshas Matos, they can't tell you. As a general rule, by the way, if the Parshas Mishpatim, it's downhill. Everyone knows that, right? Everyone knows why? Very simple. Very simple cheshbon. Because it's all stories. Until Yisrael, story, saying all the kids are excited. Kup Mishpatim, it's a disaster. But what's the good news? The good news is Mishpatim is always Purim time. So they teach about Purim, then Pesach, then talk about Lag BaOmer and Shavuos, and then the end of the year. And if you go to certain schools, so then they have loads of things to talk about after Pesach. All the Yoms, Matbunim, Shalim, everything is bad. So nobody cares what it says, which is good, because Lamai says, Tazri, Amitara, Hemai, Kedash, Amitara, okay, so what are you going to talk about the kids anyway? About Gulas Batim and Nigat Saras? What are you going to talk about? So it all works out. The calendar works out beautifully. It's every few years it gets complicated. When you have a Shon Mubaris, it gets very tricky. So the Moors don't know what to talk about because they're leading Pashas Vayachal Pekudei and they have nothing to talk about. So they fill in something, fill in the gaps. So Tu Bishvat Nidche, you figure out something to talk about. Fine, okay. So Pashas Matas does not have, you ask your average sibling, if you have a little sibling, ask them what's in Pashas Matas, they don't have a clue. So Parshas Matos is a Chiddush HaTorah Mishpat Torah. So we have to be done. Is this an appropriate obligation? Yes, the Torah. What are you hacking a chatter Parshas Matos for? This is no good for a simple reason. You know why it's no good? She's Bekudeshed already. They're married already. This is like halach equivalent of 30 years later throwing a Tanai into the mix. So the Torah says, that's what the Rambam's talking about. This is the Mishpat Torah that the Gemara discovered. This is the Mishpat Torah. This is Milsa Nepshita. So who asked this kasha? Who's bothered this kasha? The Rambam's bothered this kasha. And the Rambam solved the problem. The Rambam solved the Torah's taina. The Rambam, you have to read Medayik in the Rambam. Every time the Rambam says something, he's either quoting something explicit from the Gemara, where he's reading the Gemara, or he's answering a kasha that you're about to anticipate. He anticipates all your kashas. So what does the Rambam write? Going back to the fifth of the Rambam Kremis. V'yafalpi, the Rambam says. V'yafalpi shakol b'tarech deidibur. The Rambam anticipated your question. That this is not the halacha equivalent, it's not analogous to 30 years later. This is 1.5 seconds later. The Rambam says, the chiddush of what I'm telling you, the chiddush mishpat Torah, the reason why you have to learn Parshas Mishpatim is because lulei Parshas Mishpatim, I would have said, no, it's not too late to throw Torah. It's a tech nedibur. This is like changing from a melech, kelech kodesh, a melech kodesh. You can do that tech nedibur. You forgot to say something Yishmael, so you throw it in tech nedibur. This is okay. So the Rambam is avoiding that kasha in the Torah and saying, don't tell me, this is like, what's the phrase, Mr. Wolf, my favorite phrase that I never remember the land, absurdium, right? The Torah is saying in the Rambam that your argument is absurd because then 30 years later you should also be able to make it tonight. So the Rambam says, no, you can't. That's not absurd. But technically, it's not so crazy. So the Kamash Balon Mishpat Torah is, even though it's technically Dibur, but La Maisa, it's not like La Maisa. And therefore, that's why you need Mishpat Torah. So Zach's going to ask me what?
So if
the divorce,
then why
ancient
tonight is
called the Maisa? That's the Chiddush. That you don't. It's not enough to have this razzle dazzle halacha hocus pocus to talk to the divorce Maisa. Tonight called the Maisa means Mitzias. It's got to be really truly the real thing of Tanakh of the Maisa. That's how the Rambam was trying. The Rambam putting in those words, Abba Yitzchak Lidibur, the Rambam answered the kasha.
It's not retroactively as if you said it's not a kaidem.
So the din is that you actively need to not cut him a maisa. It's not achav, it's not kaidem either. And she said two things at the same time. Show him zochli brachim. But the Rambam didn't solve the problem. Why didn't the Rambam solve the problem? The Rambam solution is not a good solution. You guys should know why it's not a good solution.
Tochnei
Dibra would have been, if not for the Din of Pishpinat Tanoim, I would have said, yeah, Tochnei Dibra, you could still discuss things. The same way you could change from Acha Kodosh to Tochnei Dibra. Let's say I want to sell you something. I sell you something, then Tochnei Dibra, I back out. So I can back out. Tochnei Dibra, Kedibra, Domi. So the Rambam is, by throwing in that phrase, V'yafa Bishtech Dibra, the Rambam is clearly addressing what's going to become the Torah's Kasha in 150 years from now. And the Rambam's, before the Kasha, by saying, Chochem HaSkid is Tochnei Dibra. But I still have a problem. I don't think Tochnei Dibra is a good solution.
Even in split second,
Doesn't Tachnedi work called Tarkula?
Yes.
Good, that's it, finished. He's dismissed. Okay? So I don't understand the Rambam solution. What do I? What's bothering me about this Rambam? What cash should you really be asking? What you should have said to me was, of course, Tachti Diba works in Kotor Gula, except for where?
This case.
Except for Kedushin, thank you very much. The Gemara says in Masech Nadar. V'hilchas a Tachti Diba Kedushin, v'chutz miwa? M'kadish, m'garish, m'nizar, m'gadif. Kedushin is one of those areas where Tachti Diba Taka doesn't register. Taka doesn't work. So, Tachti Diba and Halach and Uchas Kedushin is the equivalent of what Rabbi said of 30 years down the line. So just as it's absurd to think you can make a Tanai after you're married with grandchildren, it is equally absurd to say you can make a Tanai a half a split second after the Kedusha was put off. So since the Nuchus Kedusha, Tachat Dibah is Lav Kedibah Dami, so Dalmayach, ignore the parasha of Tachat Dibah, Tachat Dibah doesn't apply to Kedusha. If it's Zoya, it doesn't apply to Kedusha, so then Kedusha, Tachat Dibah, is like everything else, the Achat Dibah. And if just as the Achat Dibah, it's obvious, even the Ram concedes, Achat Dibah, I don't need Mishpudat tonight. Harayat, the Rambam said, Yaf Pishutach Nidibur. The Rambam expected, he anticipated the Torah's dying against him. So how did the Rambam solve the problem? Since we're talking about Kedushin, Tach Nidibur's command of life doesn't mean anything. So then we're vital like Liach Nidibur. Lach Nidibur, what Shaykh to think? You can be Mavatal Chalais? So why Hadukush Laduch, why do you mean that's the Rambam for? No, who understands this right away? Right? You read the Rambam. Who here read the Rambam? You read the Rambam. Who here read the Torah's caption Rambam? Who here realized that the Rambam was anticipating the Kash for Tachnei Dibur? Who here realized that the solution of the Rambam was meaningless because of the Gemara? It says Tachnei Dibur is meaningless by condition.
This Tachnei Dibur is not trying to unravel your
condition. Oh, so Zach's got the fifth step of that. I want people to understand how to think. So the Kesef Mishnah already says that. No. Tachnei Dibur is not meaningless by condition. But let's put things into perspective. What the Gemara meant to say is that Tachnei Dibur can't do what? What can Tachnei Dibur not do? By Kiddushin. Well, what's the limitation of Tachnei Dibur? To mamish unduly have to cancel, to say I was just kidding. That you can't do. Why can't you? Who remembers the Ran? Who remembers the Ran? We spoke about this months ago. The Ran and the Dar, what's the Ran say? It's too serious. This is serious stuff. I gotta go into the store, I go into the store, I buy a bag of potatoes. I'm on the phone, I'm busy, I'm talking to somebody else, trying to answer a shayla, trying to text back somebody. So I pay for the, and then a split second, I wasn't even supposed to buy potatoes today. My wife told me to go buy rice today. So I say, so sorry to the lady who just rang me up. It's a split second. I wasn't paying attention to what I'm doing. I want to back out for the potatoes. What's the deal? I can back out. I'm going to come back 20 minutes later and back out. That's already moves up. But with the technique, the birds are skinny, but I'll be fine. Because it's understood, says the Rambam, that people sometimes buy things in haste and they weren't. Like, a guy standing under the chuppah. Parents just shelled out, $100,000 to the caterer. Okay? That's just the caterer. Okay. 500 people there. She's walking down the aisle. Everyone's singing, you know, we got between Eitan Katz and Yerim, 15 different guys. Everything says, I can't tell his ring. And, you know, the Messiah Kedushin says to him, is this yours? Yeah, it's mine. Just, yeah, 100%. And Eidim, yeah, Yichel, he's Gavalka. Then he puts the ring on her finger, and then a split second he says, I thought I came to buy potatoes today. I forgot I came to get married today. So he writes, it could be the Kedushin's no good. You know why? He's a shite. The guy's mom's a shite to go. But I mean, that's a different story. but in terms of from the time there was no gemir stas, now come on, look at mamshah joke. So teich de dibur doesn't work on unravel kedushin, but what's nitan le'amer? What could teich de dibur do? The guy says, I don't want. You know, he's so flustered at the moment. He's too busy thinking about chalosim and nishos and mitzvahs and meislach, all kind of stuff. And he puts the ring on and he says, I meant to say I'm not shidduchim masayim zuz. It's not crazy. He may be crazy, but it's not crazy. Via that svara, that compelling, pressing svara of the Ran, you can't back out from Kedushin. But that's mamash, you're a nutcase to back out from. You can't be. No need to have such a thing. But for the guy to qualify what he said, in the spur of the moment, I had it written on this little piece of paper. I'm supposed to say, I'm an Ashtilei Me'azuz. I couldn't find the ring, couldn't find the paper. I forgot, I got flustered. They showed me the madrach, it says, I meant, not crazy. So it's Nitan Le'amer that such a tonight would be Chal, Tech Nedibur. Although I think it's not so crazy. I know what the Kodesh Baruch Hu says in Pashas Matas Tos. By describing the Tanai of Nengad of Neruven, that the Tanai was taka articulated before the Maisa was done, was put into effect, before they stepped foot into East Bank, before they were coming to the East Bank by living, before they built their fences in the East Bank of the Yarden, so the Tanai was already done, the Tanai was already articulated. That is an important piece of the model that is not tangential, that is not like only in the desert near the city of Amman. That is a very, very important part of Mishpatei HaTanoim. And if it's missing, so then the Tanai is bottled and the Maisa Mehil is Kayim. But I wouldn't have known that without Mishpatei HaTanoim. Not for Pashas Matas. I wouldn't have figured it out on my own. I would have had a good case to say that Teich Nedibur should work. I Teich Nedibur does work for Kedushin. That's a different void. That's Levatlos of Kedushin. So that's probably Shidus Rambam. That's not the case of Mishnah Taichas up. Everyone read attention to Shidus Rambam from the title of the Torah. So Baruch Hashem, we could be this, I believe. Not so terrible. Okay, good. So far, so good. So we have multiple reasons why in our sugya the Tanai doesn't meet the proper criteria. It's not a kofa, not a mice. It's not a hinker malav. It's got all the trappings of a problematic Tanai. Okay. And then we plug in Thursday Shia, problematic Tanoim, not formulated properly, not meeting the standards of Mishnah Tanoim. They're gone, goodbye, the Maisa goes through, and Shol Maisa Das Kimura, and we're good to go. The get is good, this is good, etc. But then everything changes in the Sugya. The Gemara makes an about face. Comes Rav Ashi and turns the entire table to us in the entire Sugya. Because the whole thrust of 300 years of Amaroi from Abaye, from Rava, from Adabarava, they were basically all talking the same language. They're all trying to find a reason what's wrong with this tonight. That was the goal. They were trying to throw the tonight out the window and thereby salvage the mice without the tonight, and that's the only reason why the world walks away with the paper. That was the thrust. And comes Rav Ashi and says, no. I have a whole new shot. A brand new shot. What's the new shot? So the book says the bottom, the second amendment, I missed 2 months from Rav Ashi Omar. How many Rebbe he? The Yom Ravuna Merav, Kola Imer Amenas Keimer Me'achshav Dami. That the formulation of this Tanai used the magic words Almanas. I mean, Almanas, if you look at the dictionary, is you use that very, very magic word called Me'achshav. And the minute that you put Me'achshav into the mix, we're talking a different language of Mishpatei HaTanoim. What does that mean? What do the words mean? So there are two different ways of formulating Tanoim. These are sugyas, mishnayos, and gemaras, mesachas gittin, mesachas kedushin. This is Muslim shita. You can create a Tanai in one of two ways. You need to create a Tanai by saying that I'm here by Mekadoshu, Magarishu, selling your field, whatever it is, and everything should be chal as of now. At 12:33 on March 26th. So the kinyan, the chalais, the kedushin, the gerushin should be chal as of now. However, I want it to be contingent upon something. What's the contingency? I'm an ass that it rains tomorrow. I'm an ass to give me $1,000. I'm an ass to pass your finals. Whatever that I'm an ass you want to do. If and when it rains tomorrow, if and when you give me $1,000, if and when you pass your finals, so what happens? When is the moment of truth? When the condition is chal, obviously? No, today, March 12, 33, March 26th. What if she doesn't pass the finals till June? What if it doesn't rain till, I made it tonight, the next month if it rains? What if it doesn't rain till 3 weeks from now? When it rains in 3 weeks from now, when will we marry from? Now. All the ramifications, consequences thereof. Can someone give me a good consequence? A very bad consequence. Give me a really bad consequence. She'll be on with somebody else next week. So that's pretty bad. That's really bad. She's next to Shazinsa. She became pregnant from that. That child's a mom's in their Isa because she was married. As we know. It didn't rain yet. What? The only thing they should say, tell them it shouldn't rain. But if it rains, Iglai Muslim Afreya, that she was mad. I'll give you another nafkamina, a little bit less, volatile. What if she has second thoughts? He has second thoughts. And they want to just pull out. Can they pull out? Just say, no, we want to cancel. Cancel what we just did. No. If it rains tomorrow, Iglai Milsawa, they were married all along. And they're married. He wants to give her a get. But you're not going to go scot-free without a get. That's all if the Tanai was formulated of Me'achshav. What if they didn't say the word Me'achshav? It's like this. I want to get married to you. It's true. You have a Kodesh is late. La'achar Shleishim Yayim. So you can have a Kinyan. You can have a Chalois. I do the Maisa now, and the Chalois occurs at a later point. There's such a concept in Halacha of making a Kinyan Le'achar Zman. You have to be very, very careful. Whenever you make a kinyan l'achar zman, there's something very, very tricky. Anyone knows what it is? Just as an aside, let me try for a second. There's always a catch. Every time you make a kinyan l'achar zman, there's what's called kolsa kinyanu. Kolsa kinyanu means that the maisa that you're using for the kinyan has to still be present at the time that the kinyan is going to be chal. So if I do the maisa now, and then the maisa hamakra ceases to exist, whatever that means, we'll see in a second. If the maisa hamakra, the vehicle that's being used to create that maisa kinyan, isn't around, disappears in the thin air, by the time the kinyan comes around, that's a big problem. That's what kolsa kinyanu. So anyone know like a good example, because you get a classic example of kolsa kinyanu by a get. What's the vehicle that's creating the maisa kinyan? The paper itself. So what if a guy gives a get to his wife, he says, I'm giving you this get, and the get should take effect June 1st. Comes June 1st, and the paper's not here. The paper was ripped up, was burnt, it's lost. What's it then? Shalom Gureshus. What if he formulated it by saying, Me'achshav, and the paper gets ripped up? He says, that only Megarish you, if June 1st comes, you give me $1,000 on June 1st. So once he said, Me'achshav, when June 1st comes, she gives me $1,000, he goes, I'm afraid the get was around. The paper was around on March 26th. So that's a suing of Kolsa Kinyanu. Kolsa Kinyanu poses a challenge when you're dealing with Chalosim Le'achizman. It gets very, very tricky because what does that mean that the Maisa is not around anymore? So by a get, it's very easy. The Shtar is not around. The paper is not around. What if, let's say this, what if I want to say an animal and I tell like this, Mishaych Parazu, do the Mishicha now and you will be zeiche on the animal only after 30 days. Does that work? Is the Mashiach around after 30 days? You tell me. No. The Ma'aseh Mashiach is not around. Ma'aseh Mashiach is right now. That's a problem. That's kolsa kinyanu. What if I say to you, take this animal, put it in your rishus, leave it in your rishus for the next month, and comes June 1st, the animal should belong to you. And it's in your rishus June 1st. Does that work? Why? That's a kinyan chotzer li'achar shleishim yom. But what? It's in the chotzer. So there's no kolsa kinyanu. These are sugyos in the Maseches Ksubos, Babitzia. But when you do say kolsa kinyanu, you don't say kolsa kinyanu. Kedushin happens to be one of the strangest applications of these principles. The guy gives a ring to a woman. He gives her dina, gives her money, whatever it is. And he says, "Rebbe Kedush li'achar shleishim yom." And shleishim yom comes, and guess what? The money is nowhere to be found. Money's gone. He gave her a dollar, she used it to buy an iced coffee. It's gone. Money's gone. Kum Shleishim Yom, what do you think? If you would ask me, I would say, based on everything I just told you, that should be the lach equivalent of what? Is that closer to the chotzer or closer to Mashiach?
Sure.
Much closer to Mashiach. The money's not here, right? So it comes to Gemara with a startling statement in Kedusha, beginning of the third parak, that, no, that's okay. It works. That's okay. No problem. It's all right. I guess if it works. Don't worry about it. It's okay. There's no close kinyana. Uno, one.
Any
kesef
is around
the kesef.
It's all equal. This
kesef
is no different than that
kesef. I mean, that's true. That's good. Sai Sims for him. The question is, how does that work in Ebenezer exactly? So you have to like put a lot of razzle dazzle to spit on this one. That because if you think about it long enough, if we declare the kedusha is not chal, then what happens now? Then what does she owe him?
The money.
She owes the money back. So almost the shibud is there. The dollar may have been long gone, spent on the dollar for an iced coffee. $6 is long gone on the iced coffee. But the shibud is still very much there. So it almost may be like equivalent of some kind of a funny kind of a mekadesh ayadeh, something in place of kesef, but the shibud, you got to really learn kedushin well to figure that one out. But the Gemara says it works. Okay, we'll take the Gemara's word for the work. It's a lot of lumdus for the works. Let's get back to our story. So in Mishpat, in Parshat Tanoim, there are different ways of making Tanoim. There's the Me'ash of the Ketanai, and then there's the Achazman the Ketanai.
Who knows at Hezbollah how that works?
It's like very, very, very Rosh Hashivish, Tachrenish, you know, it's a lot. You got to work on hard. Yeah, you know. This is one of the things you got to say like this, you know, a lot of times. You know, a little Yiddish thrown in, and you know, Sadin, 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 and then you hope and pray for the rest. Okay, it's all okay. So Rabbi Sai, so we have different models here. We know what the word me'aksha means. We have a halakha dictionary, right? We'll call it our halakhapedia. We'll look up the word me'aksha. Translate the word me'aksha. What does it mean?
From now.
Good. Translate the word li'acha shloshim. Good. So that's easy. Translate the word amanas.
Out of tradition.
Okay. Excellent job.
Achshav.
Who votes for me'aksha? Who votes for li'achar? Li'achar zman. What does the word mean? What imagery does it conjure up? So comes the Gemara and says, aha, now I understand the price. What does Rav Ashi say? How many Rebbe, he, the Yom Ravuna Merav, who said in the name of Rebbe, once the guy said Amanas, it's like he said Me'achshav, and therefore what? And therefore, everything is hunky dory. Everything's great. Now I understand Shara de Bray. So, because there's the Gemara says something missing here in the line. Here. The Gemara says that I'm him with Bays. The Amar of Huna Merav Kolomer Amnasko Me'achshav Dami. So if you take a look at the Masechta Shatz, he says that the Amar Rav Huna Amar Rebbe, it's like Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, said in the name of Rebbe. The Gemara in other places calls it Rebbe. Right. So that's the solution to the world's problems. Because Rebbe, Rav Huna and Rav, everyone comes riding in on the horses. This is the land to the solution. This is the Pshat and the Braisa. That's why Amanashtak Zivut Samir is a Reza Bugureshes. What exactly does that mean? Someone explain to me what that means.
She's Mugureshes from now, provided that she does give him
the paper. So, is it at the end of the day, she's going to have to give him the paper back?
Yes.
Right? She's going to have to give him the paper back. So, why isn't that a problem?
The
Maisa
ends up being for
tonight. Well, look, Ora, what Rav Ashi is trying to say is that the last problem, who remember, what were the multiple Mishpat Tanoim problems? There was Tanai Kofel, there was Tanai Kofel Maisa, there was another one in there. What was the other one in there? It's, what was the other one in there? It's Tanai Maisa Dover Echad. Remember that one? Where the Tanai and the Maisa almost contradict each other. because the Maisa Gerushin requires that she keeps the paper. The Tanai is requiring her to return the paper. So it's a steer between what you're trying to accomplish and the Tanai that you're making. So that's what the Gemara said right before. Rava said that's also a chisar in the Mishpatei Atunayim. Right? That's lacking one of the Mishpatei Atunayim. And because the Tanai and the Maisa sells to each other, this is Nish Mishpatei Atunayim. And it's Nish Mishpatei Atunayim, therefore the Tanai is what? And the Maisa is what? The Maisa is Kayim. Right? That's what it sounds like. So, comes the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Rambam here. Rambam 6 to the Marmakamos. Kola Omer, Berg Vavloch Yud Zayin, because he says, Kola Omer Me'achshav, Eino Tzorach Lechbol Tino'o, V'lo Lahakti Matanai Lemaisa, Ava Bishikti Lemaisa Tino'o Kayim. Let's skip down a little bit. Third line. V'chol ha'omer ha'manas ke'omer ya'achshav. Eino tzorach lechbol ha'tanai v'lo lakdim ha'la ma'isa. What did Ram just say? Before we plug the Ram into Agamar, what did Ram just say independently, the vacuum? That basically that grandiose model of Mishpatei Atunayim we've been talking about for the last 2 days only applies to what kind of a tanai? A non me'achshav tanai. Eliyach is bandik tanai. A tanai of me'achshav, any tanai goes. Any tanai is a valid tanai. Mishpatei Atunayim basically ceased to exist. There's no, that's Ram just said. Mishpatei Atunayim only existed a certain model, not in the model of Me'achshav. Since Kala Omer Amanas Kala Me'achshav Dami, therefore any and every time you formulate the Tanayim with the words of Amanas, Mishpatei Atunayim are gone. If Mishpatei Atunayim are gone, I didn't say Tanayim doesn't exist, the Parish of Tanayim will exist, but the Mishpatei Atunayim are gone, then even though you didn't Kaifal Tanayim, there was no Hinkam Manav, there was no Tanayim Kalamais, and all the Mishpatei Atunayim were messed up, were goofed upon. The Tanayim is still intact, the Tanayim is still there. And therefore, the Chalos will hinge upon what? Whether you did the Tanayim or not. So, according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says at the end of the day, Rav Ashi says, hey, wait a second, how many Rebbe he, Kalom Anasko, Me'ashu Dami? What Rav Ashi is saying, all you are baroying for the last 300 years, we're trying to kill this Tanai based on Mishpatei Atunayim, you're all not right. This Tanai is sure of the Kayim. This Tanai is stuck intact. And it doesn't need Mishpatei Atunayim to be intact. It's a good stuck of Tanai. And therefore, when the Braisa says, Harez Megureshes, what is the Braisa assuming? That the Tanai is critical, and when is it going to be Harei Megureshes? If and when what? If she gets the paper back.
Now.
Oh, wait. She's going to have to give that paper back, because if she doesn't give the paper back, that's like not raining, that's like I'm not giving you $1,000. She's going to have to, this is unlike what was said for the last 20 years. For the last 20 years, we laughed and said, ha-ha, silly Baal, never learned Parshas Matnas, never read Masechus Kedushin, never read the Rambam Chasidus, doesn't know how to make a Tanai properly, and therefore we throw the Tanai out the window, the Chalos is good, and Shitaka can laugh away to the bank, she doesn't have to return the paper. What does Rav Ashi say? Of course she has to return the paper. It's a Shaila. Because the Tanai dictates. She has, the Tanai wasn't said for right, but you don't need Mishpatei Atunayim by Me'achshav, or like Amanas, which is the equivalent of Me'achshav. So what's the problem though? We're back to square one. Maishna Reish Maishna Seifa. So why is the Get Chal? Doesn't she not have the paper to show for it? Doesn't she have to return the paper? What's the answer? She only has to return the paper at later points, but at the time that the Get was Chal, she had the paper. Because Kalom HaMenas, Kalom HaMenas Shem Domi, The Shas Gerish, the Chasid Gerishin was today. She will turn the paper tomorrow. That's wonderful. This is fundamentally no different than the following. Let's say a guy gives a get to his wife with no tanoim, no strings attached, zero. He gives her a get on 10-1 on March 26th. He hands her a get, and then the get, all of a sudden, 10 seconds later, a bolt of lightning comes and strikes the get. Gaval, that's no good, because she doesn't have the niyar. Well, let's say as follows. He gives her a get at 10-1, and at 5-1, he holds her up and grabs the get back from her. He steals, he knocks it down and grabs to get back. No good, because Nia Shali, what's the answer? It's a late sonus. At the moment of that matter, it has to be a Nia Shala at the moment of truth. So in the first case, in answer to Zach's question, in the first case, Harem Gadesh is the Nia Shali. What's he saying when he says Nia Shali?
It's never yours.
He said, it's never yours. There's no, the moment of truth, it's not going to be yours, it's mine. That's not a problem. That's a chishon increase. It's a chishon exceed. It's whatever you think the problem is. Whatever you plug it in from the lesson. But the minute that he says Amanas, which now, Baruch Hashem, thanks to Rav, Rebbe, Rav Huna, and everybody in between who said that, Ka'om and Ma'ashim Dami, so that changes the dynamics of what's going on here. It forces her to return the paper if she wants to be divorced. She has a choice. Either be divorced or hold on to a 20-cent piece of paper. So if she chooses to return the paper, she's Megoreshes. But she has to do that. She can't hide behind saying, sorry, husband, you're an Amorite. You goofed the Mishpat HaTorah. He says, no, I didn't goof. The Rambam says, I didn't goof. I don't need to know him. I don't need Mishpat HaTorah. It's Me'achshav Tami. So at the end of the day, this get is going to work. I'll tell you a secret. She has to return the paper, even though he wasn't comforted tonight. Even though he didn't say tonight, kill the ma'at. He missed all the boat of all the mishpat tov. It doesn't matter. She still has to return the paper because actually don't require mishpat tov. How in the world did the Rambam know that piece of information? That the Rambam statement is way beyond git and dafchav. How did Chazal figure this out? This grandiose, deep, dark secret that mishpat tov only needed in some cases and not in others. They got it from this Gemara. I don't think they got it from this Gemara. There's another way to read this Gemara. You know that Chumash? No Chumash here? No Chumash? No Chumash there? Oh, yes. Which, okay. So anyone know what the magic word, the word to describe a t'nai of after, you know, a later t'nai, not a me'ach. What's the emphasis of the word me'achshav? Give me one word. Araya Megoreshes. One word. Give me the one word of it today. How about im? Araya Megoreshes, im the following thing happens. So if and when that happens, that's when you become a Megoreshes. Im is usually the key word in contrast to the Me'achshav Amanas Ma. Me'achshav is for sure from now. Im is for sure later. Amanas was the tricky one. Yomim Moshe Aleihem Im Yavru Vnei God Uvnei Ruvain Itchem Esayardein Kochalutz Tamilchama Lifnei Shem Dichbisha Oretz Vichem Esnemlem Es Eretz Agilav Laachuza Vim Lo Yavru Chalatzim Vichem Rochazub Sarchem Yeretz Kenan. In those two psukim is the entire sugya. This is the Tanai. This is the Tanai Kofel. He says it. Im Yavru. He says, Vimro Yavru. So that's the Tanai Kofel. Notice the order of things. It's what? It's Hein Karv Olav. According to most of the Rishonim, it's a Tanai Kon Lamaisa. Why? Because what did he say? Im Yavru. Then you get it. Unisat Lamaisa. That's a Gila Lachuza. According to the Rambam, it's also Tanai Kon Lamaisa. Why? Because it was all formulated before they stepped foot into the cities that they wanted to be Zaychon. So it's got everything Allah Mishpat HaTanoim here. And what was the first word the Moshe Rabbeinu says? Vayem Mashalehem, what? Im. Im means that Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, you guys are not the owners of the East Bank of the Yarden yet. You got a long way to go until you become the rightful owners on the East Bank of the Yarden. Right now, the title and the land says Klal Yisrael. You wanted to say B'nei God of B'nei Ruvain? I'll tell you when that's going to happen. You know when the title's going to change? After 7 years, and then they up the ante a little bit. That's what Rashi quotes, that the original Tanai was only what? The Nichbisha Aretz. What did they say? Who remembers? No? What did they say? Who remembers? Lo nashuvo batenu adis tachel b'nei so yishtach l'so. They said, we're not going to go back after 7 years. We're going to what? We're going to stay another 7 years, adis tachel, until the chiluk is also over. So they didn't really have to do that. And you know what Moshe Rabbeinu says to them? He says, okay guys, you said it. The try now depends on that also. So a lot of negotiation going on over here. But at the end of the day, one thing was crystal clear, that the rightful ownership on the east bank of the Yarden did not occur until when? Until after the 7/14 years were over. Because this was a Tanai of Im of Liach Hezman, this is not a Tanai Me'achshiv. That's why Nimi Shretta. That's a simple Pshat Rav. But that's not enough. You need more than that. You need a Lom Tishim Pshat. So Taka, why is that true? This is just a game? Because Moshe Ben, this Tanai was Im, therefore we don't only do it. It's trivial. It's not so important. What is it conceptually about a Tanai of Me'achshiv, which again, with the Kol Omer Abinas of the Rav and Rebbe and Rabuna, what is it about the Tanai of Me'achshiv that separate them, make them distinct from the Tanaim of Liach Hazman, that would explain conceptually Lomdisha why this is so? The Psukim Se'im. That's the textual reason, but you know, and please don't misquote me this, you can't learn from the Psukim, you gotta learn from the Lomdish, right? You gotta learn. So what's the Lomdish of the Psukim? Why is this an important part? Again, a lot of things in this parasha are not, and I don't mean this, you understand what I mean, a lot of things are not important. It means they're not important in terms of Hilchus Mishpat Yatorah. They're important because of Chachmas HaTorah, and if one letter is missing, the entire Torah is possible. I got all that. I know. I agree to that. Kol Sefer Torah, Russell Torah, I got all that. Trust me, okay? But in terms of Mishpat Yatorah, there are a lot of parts of this puzzle that are not relevant. It doesn't matter, 714, doesn't matter, Eretz Yisrael, East Bank, West Bank, North Bank, South Bank, none of that really matters. I can make it tonight in the middle of North Dakota also. My name doesn't have to be Moshe Rabbeinu, it could be David HaMelech. I don't have to be a god, I can be from Shev Yisachar. None of that matters. But somehow this is important. So the same way in Mishkan, a model from Shabbos, it's got to make sense. There's got to be a reason why we're deriving this. What's the reason? Who's going to save this Rambam? Who's going to explain the lumpness of this Rambam? So strangely enough, the person who's going to come to defense of the Rambam is the one who actually disagrees with the Rambam. The Ravid, we take a look at no, it's not this Rambam, I'm sorry. Don't look at the Ravid because you don't say anything. The Ravid, who usually is the number one attacker of the Rambam, is actually going to help the Rambam in this one. There is a method to this distinction. There's a reason for this distinction. This is not just arbitrary. Oh, yes, the Chumash says Zazoy, therefore the Din is Zazoy. If you think about it conceptually, what is the Tanai of Me'achshav doing? What is the Tanai of Im doing? They're really doing something very, very different. What do I mean by that? What are they doing?
One is undoing,
and one is what? One is preventing. Like the Moshe, the Mother of Adoyme. You know, there are two ways to get to good health. You can either prevent the problem in the first place, can avoid having a problem, or the problem exists, and now I'm going to take the medicine that's going to keep the problem in check. So a Tanai conceptually could be doing one of two things. It could either be preventing a chalos, or it could be addressing a pre-existing chalos and putting, kind of tempering it a little bit, putting it on hold a little bit. So hopefully it's from tomorrow. We have to fine tune a little bit. Why the Tanai here are they two, they're very similar in nature, but conceptually, halachically, they're really good at doing something very, very different. And that may make all the difference in the world. Tomorrow we'll work on that. And we'll try to understand the Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam and how they would read our Gemara. And just to put the final touches on the Tanai Sugya. So I think hopefully tomorrow we should probably finish the Tanai Sugya. Maybe we'll get into the next Sugya tomorrow. I'm not even sure. But guys, we'll probably, as of now, probably have Shiur tomorrow at 12 o'clock from 12 to 1-ish. Probably. It's not a definite, but I have to go to a Simcha tomorrow out of town. So I may have to leave early. So, okay.